This is the PropTech VC Podcast. We give you unique insights into how innovative technologies are disrupting real estate. We interview top entrepreneurs, investors, and knowledgeable experts to share the inside scoop in this fast-moving industry. It's hosted by leading PropTech VC, Zane Jaffer. Let's dive into today's content.
For sure. Yeah,
and it makes sense. You know, on the other side, as an investor, sometimes you feel kind of buyer's remorse when you've put the money in and 6 months later, the entrepreneur still hasn't closed their round. And you're starting to feel like, this is scary, because if you've created a financial plan that requires X amount of dollars and you only have a fraction of that, it's a pretty scary place to be. So how does an entrepreneur do this well? What's your advice?
Yeah, I think...
So high conviction investors.
Yeah, I think one of the things that entrepreneurs tend to downplay is how important it is to have to build relationships with other founders in their space. Entrepreneurs, founders tend to sometimes underestimate the lead time in the preparation before a fundraise. And so, the founder will say, oh, well, I got to go start fundraising. I got some traction. Yeah, when they need it. And the problem is they haven't built up, relationships with other founders in their space. And, the best way to get strong intros to investors is from other founders.
Interesting. You're saying to focus on relationships with other founders. You're not necessarily saying go out and talk to more VCs and build relationships with them. You're saying connect with high caliber founders who can make an introduction for you when the time is ready.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And by the way, being part of something like an AngelPad or a Y Combinator is very helpful in that way. That helped me. I don't know if it helped you as well.
Hugely helpful. Yeah. Hugely helpful for having a community of founders who,
right.
Who they themselves, founders have the best relationships with other investors because they worked together.
And founders can tell you truly what it's like to get investor.
You'll get the real story.
The real story
as to whether or not these are people that you want to work with.
But founders want to help other entrepreneurs, and I philosophically believe founders should pay it forwards, right? When you're in a position to help, you should always help. We owe each other that. So people should reach out to founders early on, is what you're saying too.
Yeah. Early, before you're going to fundraise, build that relationship. I tell founders to, send updates, just put them on the monthly, send them updates, keep them up to date, because, it's more than one meeting. You got to get comfortable and learn a little bit more about that founder. But then once you get to the point where you're ready to fundraise, now you have, folks that you've built relationship with, founders you've built relationships with, and then you can say, hey, I know you have these investors. Do you think they'd be a good fit? The problem that I see sometimes is that founders will have, a list of 100 VCs, and they'll just, if they can even get the meetings, they'll get the meetings. They'll cold outbound or whatever it is, but their close rate is very low. The close rate's low because the intro was not a warm intro, and. As much as VCs talk on Twitter about how they'll take cold intros, the reality is that they get comfortable. The most comfortable they get is when they get an intro from a founder that they've worked with, they've invested in. And so what you really should be cold outbound to is you should cold email the founders.
That's right.
And then get the intro into the investors, yeah.
Thank you for listening. As always, this show is available on iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. But did you know that full, uncut episodes and bonus content are posted on our YouTube channel? If you want to learn practical business skills, discover trends and opportunities, and learn how to invest in real estate, head on over there now. Go to youtube.com and search for Zane Jaffer, and it'll pop up. Subscribe now. See you on the next episode.